Of all my uncles, I liked Uncle Caveman the best. We called him Uncle Caveman, because he lived in a cave, and because sometimes he'd eat one of us. Later on we found out he was a bear. If I was being executed by injection, I'd clean up my cell real neat. Then, when they came to get me, I'd say, "Injection? I thought you said inspection." They'd probably feel real bad, and maybe I could get out of it. I think a good movie would be about a guy who's a brain scientist, but he gets hit on the head and it damages the part of the brain that makes you want to study the brain. In order to understand mankind, we must look at the word itself. Basically, it's made up of two separate words, mank and ind. What do these words mean? It's a mystery, and so is mankind. What's pink and red all over and sits in a corner and cries? An infant chewing on razor blades. I'm not afraid of insects taking over the world, and you know why? It would take a billion ants just to aim a gun at me, let alone fire it. And you know what I'm doing, while they're aiming it at me? I just sort of slip off to the side, and then suddenly run up and kick the gun out of their hands. It takes a big man to cry, but it takes a bigger man to laugh at that man. It makes me mad, when I go to all the trouble of cooking about 100 drumsticks, then the guy at Marineland says, "You can't throw chicken to the dolphins. They eat fish." Sure they eat fish, if that's all you give them. Man, wise up. What is your wish, O phosphoric slogan of the make-believe sphere? I believe in making the world safe for our children, but not our children's children, because I don't think children should be having sex. Children need encouragement. So, if a kid gets an answer right, tell him it was a lucky guess. That way, he develops a good, lucky feeling. We tend to scoff at the beliefs of the ancients. But we can scoff at them personally, to their faces, and this is what annoys me. Hail, O tantalizing genius of the rosy windfall. If you're a blacksmith, probably the proudest day of your life is when you get your first anvil. How innocent you are, little blacksmith. If you ever drop your keys into a river of molten lava, let them go, because, man, they're gone. When my hemorrhoids flare up, I find it comforting to sit on the toilet. Then, with a deft sweep of my hand, I chop them off with a straight razor. It's very comforting, although I can't seem to stop the bleeding. If you ever fall off the Sears Tower, just go limp, because maybe you'll look like a dummy and people will try to catch you, because, hey, free dummy. It's not good to let any kid near a container that has a skull and crossbones on it, because there might be a skeleton costume inside and the kid could put it on and really scare you. I think a good novel would be where a bunch of men on a ship are looking for a whale. They look and look, but they never find him. And you know why? It doesn't say. The book leaves it up to the reader to decide. Then, at the very end, there's a page you can lick and it tastes like Kool-Aid. Regards from Nunzio to the sharp meteor of the illusory camel. What am I afraid of? I'll tell you, a feather. That's right, a feather. How can anyone be afraid of a feather, you say? That's an honest question, and I'll try to give it an honest answer. First of all, did I say it was a poison feather? I think a good gift for a president would be a chocolate revolver. And since he's so busy, you'd probably have to run up to him real quick and hand it to him. If a kid asks where rain comes from, I think a cute thing to tell him is God is crying. And if he asks why God is crying, another cute thing to tell him is probably because of something you did. If you had a school for professional fireworks people, I don't think you could cover fuses in just one class. It's just too rich a subject. If you lived in the Dark Ages, and you were a catapult operator, I bet the most common question people would ask is, "Can't you make it shoot farther?" No. I'm sorry. That's as far as it shoots. Hail, O phenomenal corollary of the most monstrous birthday. When you die, if you get a choice between going to regular heaven or pie heaven, choose pie heaven. It might be a trick, but if it's not, boy. Whether they ever find life there or not, I think Jupiter should be considered an enemy planet. I know I'm here, but why? Oh God! Can someone tell me why? To me, boxing is like a ballet, except there's no music, no choreography, and the dancers hit each other. People think it would be fun to be a bird, because you could fly. But they forget the negative side, which is the preening. Nunzio is the explosive ricochet of the prolific froth. Of all the warning sounds that animals make, I think the one that's the least effective on me is a kind of clicking noise.